All right, let's take a breather here and get into something else lighter. The sunflower selfie. All you have to do is search the hashtag sunflower on Instagram, and it seems like there are millions of posts. Last month, a crush of tourists descending on a farm in Ontario forced the owners to take drastic action. The World's Andrea Crossan has more.
Do you know the expression, "This is why we can't have nice things"? That's what came to mind last week when I heard a story about a seed farm in Ontario, Canada. The farm grows sunflowers, fields and fields of cheerful golden blooms. And when the flowers came into season a couple of weeks ago, the farm became an internet sensation, the place that Instagrammers dream about. But for the farmers,
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Like a wrecking ball. Thousands of people showed up in just one weekend. It was mayhem. Here's owner Barry Bogle speaking with local TV.
We basically had a flash mob only with cars, with over 7,000 cars.
And those mobs destroyed the sunflowers and left garbage strewn around. It got so bad, the police asked the owners to close their farm to the public. But this obsession for getting the perfect shot in a sea of yellow, well, it's everywhere. France, Austria, Poland, Canada, and here.
Small fruit, strawberries.
About 25 miles outside of Boston, Laura Tangerini is walking through one of her fields of bright sunflowers. She's co-owned this family-run farm in Millis, Massachusetts for about 23 years. At Tangerini's Spring Street Farms, they've also had an influx of Instagram tourists. It started last summer.
It was just a constant flow of people, and we just couldn't move people around fast enough.
They used to let people take photos for free, but they have changed that policy. Now you have to buy flowers.
This year, everybody will be picking sunflowers because we now have a package that everybody needs to purchase before they go into the field.
On this Sunday afternoon, the 90-degree heat hasn't scared off selfie sunflower seekers. Linda St. Hilaire is here with her 19-year-old daughter, Jenny.
You know, I don't mind paying a small fee. You know, it's all their hard work and their labor. You know, you benefiting from it by taking a photograph.
She wades into the sunflowers with her gardening shears.
Oh, my goodness.
She clips a giant stem from an 8-foot-tall sunflower and gives it to her daughter to pose with.
Stand this way with you, back to the flowers.
A couple of flower beds down, Yonita Belosi is here with her boyfriend. Belosi has about 1,000 followers on her Instagram account, and she drove about an hour to be able to hashtag sunflowers.
I've just been doing some Instagram hashtagging for sunflowers around Massachusetts, and then this came up to be one of the farms nearby.
The Tangerini's sunflower fields are fairly small. They're just a couple of acres, so they don't get huge crowds. But Laura Tangerini says that she understands why that farm in Ontario decided enough was enough.
You know, I guess my generation is a little annoyed by it because there's so much beauty around people and they're focusing on their phones.
Even if they're experiencing the beauty through the lens of a smartphone, Tangerini says selfie tourists are still welcome to her fields. What Tangerini doesn't tell visitors is why her stalks are unusually tall.
Last year, we raised some pigs, and we had them in this area, and the manure alone just put them on super overdrive. And as you look down the field, these 8-foot sunflowers become like 4-foot sunflowers because the pigs weren't down there.
So what the Instagrammers don't know about these hashtag sunflowers is that they are brought to you by hashtag pig poop. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan, Millis, Massachusetts.